who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
Welcome to the Pinball Junk Drawer, the only pinball podcast that muses for a minute and a half about an idea that he doesn't have. Anyway, my name is Foghorn Leghorn, and with me as always...
Craft Brew Sally.
Yes. Normally I have some kind of a pithy, jokey one-liner that I start the show off with, and I'm sitting here thinking, and I look over, and Craft Brew Sally's staring at me, and I'm like, what? And she's like, what are you doing? Because I've been thinking for like a minute and a half, just staring at the wall going, duh. So
it's not normal for him not to have words.
No pithy one-liners from you today, aww, gentle listener. That's okay. We got some stuff going on, not a lot. Pinball doesn't have a whole lot going on, but I guess after the explosion of 25 new games in 1 week, it's going to have a cooling off period.
Yeah, probably for a while.
Yeah, I think some of some of the Galactic Tank Forces are actually shipping.
Oh.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll
see one of those in the wild soon.
I wouldn't mind getting another crack at one of those.
Yeah.
As I was reflecting about some of these, I really want to play Pulp Fiction and GTF again.
I would really like to play Toy Story too.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
I'd like for you to get close to the mic so it can hear you.
I am close to the mic.
Okay. You're like maybe just lift the. I have a mixer aside. Maybe I could just. Bump you up a little bit. Right?
Looks like I'm already all the way bumped up.
No, you could always scooch it forward a little bit. This should be cut, but it won't be, because whatever. So Godzilla got some accoutrement, officially licensed stuff from Stern this week. They announced what?
The topper
hit and...
Art blades. And side armor.
Side armor. King Ghidra.
Yes.
Side armor.
It looks really awesome.
Yeah. I'm not... I don't know about side armor.
It's no, like it looks nice, but...
You're screwing stuff into the side of a cabinet to protect the cabinet. You're like, well... Hmm. Okay. Anyway. And the shooter rod knob. Yes. Mothra, which I do have a penchant for Mothra, but I'm not a big... I did get a shooter rod for the Wonelli because it was the watermelon, and you kind of
because you have to.
You do legally by law have to order that if you have a Wonelli. But you know, and I was like, we did buy the art blades.
We did.
Now I was on the fence because that one place makes those light up ones that are really really cool, but I also think that they are really really gonna not last very long.
Right.
Compared to actual. Just the thick vinyl stuff, you know.
Like, it seems like you're just adding more, like, I don't know, girth to the
sides. Yeah, like, it might be a scooch too thick, is what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see, because I begrudgingly ordered the art blades. I got those from our friend Marshall down at Little Shop of Games. Who, if you are, because I was going to order them online from a closer dealer because they were $10 cheaper. And then their shipping was $10 more. So it evened, like, it almost evened out. So I gave, Marshall was like $2 more. I was like, well, Marshall's, I consider him a friend. So he got my $2.
Yeah.
So I ordered my art blades from Little Shop of Games. They're still in stock, but you know how this stuff goes. They won't be in stock for very long. So if you have a dealer that you work with, if you want them, you better buy them.
They're probably out of stock now.
Probably by the time I finish this sentence. Oh, well, ours is in the mail, so whatever.
Yep. Nice.
Now, the topper. We all know. We talk about toppers more than I ever envisioned we'd talk
we
about
do.
Toppers, and I don't know why. This is the official one, and it received tons of hatred, of course. Because, I don't know, that's what the world is, hatred. I wasn't in love with it, but no. I didn't hate it either.
You are correct. I feel the same way. It's,
Yeah.
I like the one you're working on better.
I hope mine is better. But usually homemade toppers are kind of not so great, except for the people that made them.
Right.
But yeah, the one, you know, I guess this Godzilla topper also, when you have it hooked up, it unlocks stuff in the game like achievements and like there's different things. So I was kind of like, oh, if there's modes, see that I'm not paying $1,000 for it.
You know, no, that's way too much for a topper.
Yeah, and you like when you look at some of those that are like $3,500 or $5,000, you're nuts. I'm sorry, that's wow.
Yeah,
I can't even fathom that. My brain can't even comprehend. But you know,
that's toppers, just they're just too much.
Yeah. Now this is one of those weird things though, because like if the Beatles one, if that like unlocked things like different songs or stuff like that, it's adding an element that. For a luxury item, which pinball is, rich people can spend more money. Yeah. It makes sense, but it's also kind of like, oh, I want the extra game stuff.
Yeah.
But then pony up, I guess, or shut up. That's the, right. The reality is pay up or shut up.
I'm sure somebody will make a mod that just opens those game modes anyway.
Yeah. See, now that's the thing.
For like $400.
Yeah, right. But the one of the things I had me thinking, because this is sharing some space with video game stuff and with computer stuff. Because the code on newer pinball machines is so in-depth and it phones home all the time. It's going to start knowing, it probably already does, when there's extra crap on the machine.
Right.
Now, how soon before they say, we don't want extra crap on the machine, and it turns it off? Like, you know, like if you illegally mod some game systems or you do some weird stuff, it goes nope, and that's the end of it. It bricks it, and it's over.
Just like those, it was what you had, Adobe... Like when you had to buy Adobe on disk to put on your computer.
Okay, kids. For those of you listening at home who are born after 2000, there used to be these things called disks. And there used to be things called computers. And you had to put those two things together sometimes to make things. Go ahead. Now continue with your story.
So, like, you could get those from a friend.
Yes.
And then when the internet happened...
That was the end of that. It said, hey, I noticed you're running something that isn't a thing.
Yeah.
Give me money. Mm-hmm. And that's.
And then you wouldn't update. So you were using an old version and then it just stopped working.
Yeah. See, and I don't know. Because I do enjoy that my pinball machines just update themselves. Don't got to bother with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do anything janky with my machines. So that doesn't bother me. But, and I'm also like, okay, when's the first joker that's going to hack this? Because someone's gonna, because anything that's on the internet is ruined by everyone.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. So when's the first reported hacked machine that gets bricked out? When's that gonna happen? And then what's gonna happen after that? So, you know, because humans are just disgusting scumbags. So, you know, it's one of those things where you're kind of like, I see a lot of value in the way that pinball's headed with the, you know, online and these different modes. And of course, even our like achievement stuff.
Yeah.
It's exciting, you know.
I'm really surprised the other companies haven't come up with something like the Stern Insider.
Oh, thing. They will. I'm sure. Or they might. Maybe they don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone will. It's all going to be because they're going to see how much it matters to people. And then they're going to be like, well, they're going to do their own, you know, JJP bucks or something. Like, you know, so... It'll spook. You'll have like the coffin club that you're always on. Oh, look, I have 10 more skulls in my pile of coffins. You know, whatever. It's all going to be their own wacky nonsense, you know. And it doesn't really like relate to anything.
No, it doesn't. Like, but there's some times where we walked up to a machine, like that one place in downtown Appleton.
Yeah.
Their machines are all offline.
I was like, well, what's the point? Like,
yeah, why are we coming here? Let's go somewhere else that has them online.
Hey, bro, I'm working on achievements here.
Right. I don't have this game at home. I need to come here to play this game.
Yeah, exactly. So, Wacky Town, USA. Mm-hmm. So, the long story short is, although we talked about mods we didn't need, we ordered mods that we didn't need. Yeah, that's as far as my brain can work.
Well, I think the one we got really adds to the game.
But the art blades,
not the game itself, but like the overall look.
Art blades are beautiful. Like the Beatles machine has them in it. Mm-hmm. And it makes it look so full, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we added the mirror blades to the Austin Powers, I was like, that was the first time I ever did that. I'd never even heard of them before.
Yeah. And by the way, we are really not interested in trading out our Beatles for anything.
No.
Just in case anybody's curious.
Oh, hey.
Because we keep getting messages.
Wait, waiting for an email to come. Hey, I'll trade you an Austin Powers with mirror blades for that Beatles. No, that's not going to happen. So it's like one of those things where like I see the value in it. And I, for some reason, when the Godzilla one came out, I was like, I got to add this because these are going to be unobtainium. Mm-hmm. And there is some nice alternatives to stuff like pin mods, and some of these places have some cool stuff. But if it's not the right one, it's never the right one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that doesn't mean right. It doesn't have value. But I mean, if you're like, this Godzilla is, I'm doing some light modding, but everything's going to stay at home. I'm still going to have the original parts. I'm not going right. to do wacky stuff with
which
it.
Which is what you always do.
Yeah.
With anything.
So I'm kind of like, ugh. Yeah. I don't want to add some wackadoo blades and I have to try and razor them off when I get real ones. You know.
Yeah. No.
So those are in the mail. And one day, see it like now the parts pile is starting to build up. I have all these parts, like mods that I did buy for the Godzilla. And I keep waiting because we're playing it for a while that I'm going to do one like service day where I kind of really go through it to retighten everything that's shaking loose because it's just fresh from the factory. And then also adding all the mods I've gotten. So I got that light up kaiju sign. I got some just little stuff. I got the King Ghidorah that goes on the play field. Now I'm going to have the art blades. So I'll do that all in one shot and then not take it apart for a while, hopefully. So we'll see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm trying to think what else happened. There's like some new French company that's building some machines. Did you hear that? Hexa? Hexa. I think there's Hexa Motorsports. No, that's not right. There's something like that. That name sounds familiar, but it's not. So that they're making some Space Hunt.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know. It's expensive and it's French. And there's that.
It's
French. Why do you think it has that outrageous accent? But it's not like. I don't think there's going to be many. I don't think we're going to see any ever.
I would go to their website, but it's in French, so I have no idea what it says.
Oui, oui. Monsieur.
It does not say oui, oui.
It might. You don't know.
Sure.
And I have 3 semesters of college French, and I couldn't speak a single word of it. All right, and then, you know, so I don't know. I don't know if they're doing pre-orders or not. And it's kind of like one of those things where you're like, ooh, pre-orders and pinball. It's like, fool me 10 or more times. Shame on me, you know. I can see some French guy twirling his mustache with a big balloon, holding bags that have dollar signs on the side of them or whatever the hell, euro signs.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh, goodbye, suckers. And then he's going to have none made. It's crazy.
Yep.
That all checks out, right?
Sure does.
All right, one last thing before the beer corner. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the Foo Fighters update?
Ooh, I did. You told me about it today. I was so excited.
That's so nuts. Like,
it is.
Like they have their code is now updated that like when the Foo Fighters are on tour, this tour that kind of coincides with this pinball release, if they're in that city and you play that city in the game, it gives you special like achievement points and achievement awards. I'm like, oh my God, that is so cool. That's like a different level.
Yeah.
You know?
That's really genius.
It is really genius. I hope that kind of stuff becomes prevalent because I talked about the negatives with Wi-Fi connection and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cool part.
Right.
The depth of code in games, I mean, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can make or break a game. And when, you know, sometimes code actually fixes games that might not be that great, but then they do tweaks to it and you're like, this is fun. I think, now we haven't seen have you even seen a Queen yet? A Queen pinball machine?
Did we play that at MGC or no?
No.
It wasn't there.
No. Nothing. I don't think I've even ever seen it.
No.
And it's like, I don't know. Cause there's
who's doing Queen?
Oh shit. I thought you were going to ask me that. Is it Pinball Brothers? No. I don't know. I get them all mixed up. I thought there's Queen out there that I've never seen. Then there's Spinal Tap. But that's being made by that one company that I think doesn't have such a good history. I don't know.
The one that stole everyone's money?
No.
Oh.
No, Deep Root. No, that's not. They're not making pinball machines anymore.
It is Pinball Brothers.
Okay. Oh, Queen is Pinball Brothers? Okay.
Went back into my notes and there it is.
Wowzers. Research.
There's
everyone.
A reason for this notebook.
better. Hey, watch out, beer journal. The pinball show's notebook is coming for you.
Oh, I don't know. No, I doubt it.
So, very cool stuff. If you have a Foo Fighters or have access to Foo Fighters, you know, find out where they're at that day on their tour and play that city in the game and see what happens.
That's a lot of coordination.
It is a lot of coordination. It'd be funny if like Dave Grohl like came out of the back glass and be like, hey, thanks for playing the game. Like some weird 3D thing and then like went back into it. You'd be like, wow. You'd probably lose the ball if that happened. All right. Yeah. So I think it's all time. We know it's time. I'm going to drop in the intro and then it's, you know, why everyone's actually really here.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out.
The fans have spoken and we have listened. It's Beer Journal Review with me, Craft Brew Sally. Ring out a song of cheer. Hey everyone, here we are at the Beer Journal Review. This week we're going to talk about a beer that's very special in my life.
Aren't they all very special?
Yeah, this one's a little more special.
Even more specialier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So there is a brewery in Clearwater, Florida that puts out a seasonal beer around Valentine's Day.
Ah, yes. I remember many a blurry eye waiting in line.
So it's called Lie to Me by Big Storm Brewing Company. They have, I think they actually have three locations now in Florida.
You're kidding.
No, they have the one in Odessa, that original one we went to.
That was the one that we went with Tao and Chrissy, see, and then was like...
you were walking like, over hoses to get to the...
Yeah. I was like, well, this place isn't going to last.
Yeah. Well, they're like one of the biggest brewing companies in Florida, I believe, right now.
So don't turn to me for any kind of actual predictions for anything.
No. But then they have the brewing, like the major brewing is done in Clearwater. And then I think they have one in like on the east coast of Florida, too, which is fairly new.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But this, then they'd hit like, they'd hit like the Keys and Miami and all that kind of stuff, depending on where they're at.
I'm surprised we haven't seen any of their stuff come up here yet, though.
Yeah, they should. There's a market for beer in Wisconsin. Well, you're here. I mean, at least they would sell to you. That's at least worth. Okay.
I would kind of freak out if I walked in and saw some Big Storm.
Like, oh my god. Yeah.
So every year around Valentine's Day, they release a beer called Lie to Me, which is a cherry chocolate imperial stout. And the first year that they started it, they did like 68 or 70 growlers. They were all hand-numbered and signed by the brewer. And then every year after that, they were just like bottled.
Yeah, labeled and bottled. Yeah,
so...
You didn't get the first year, though, did you?
I did.
You did get the first year.
Yeah, you got it for me.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember if it was actually the first year or if it was after that.
No, it was the first year. The first year was that growler with the... That was hand-numbered, and that was the first year in 2016.
See, now, for all you husbands that like to stay out of the doghouse, that is a life lesson brought to you by Foghorn Leghorn. Every now and then... Do something nice and stand in line and come home and say, here's a beer for you, in my case, or whatever your significant other might enjoy. And it might win you some points. Yeah. I don't know. Did it win me some points?
Oh, of course it did.
There you go. See?
Yeah, because you stood in line for like 6 years or so before we moved.
Yes.
Every year.
Yeah.
There it was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So it was every year. Now, have you ever drank any of them?
Yes.
All of them?
I think so.
Okay. I thought there was one or two that...
I may not have had the last one. I have it in my beer corner in the basement, but I don't know that I had it.
Yes.
The last one we had.
So now, Imperial Stouts, though, are not your thing.
They are not my thing.
No. It's just the cherry chocolate, and it's just because it was a Valentine's gift each year.
Yeah.
Okay. Because then you just had like a little small glass of them. Some people really like that, like... Because Imperial Stout means it has like a whiskey barrel, right? Isn't that...
No.
Okay.
Imperial Stouts are like, I don't know how they make it Imperial, but it's usually like 10 or 11% alcohol.
Woof.
Yeah. And I'm not a regular stout drinker.
Yeah. Yeah, younger me used to really would really like high alcohol beer.
Mm-hmm.
Older me is just like, no. If it starts getting that wacky,
yeah,
it ruins the flavor. I mean, I know it's probably, maybe it doesn't in some beers, but everything I've ever had that was like 9 or 10 or 14%, you're like, well, I'm just drinking brandy.
Yeah.
So give me brandy.
Some of them you can really taste that how boozy they are. But some of them you drink it and you're like, this can't be 11%. But
you're no Zima. You're no Zima, my friend. Yeah. That's I look over and you're like, did you like that? No, nothing. Gone. Like asleep at 7:30.
That never happens.
9 o'clock. Sorry. I'm rounding down. Yeah. She's rounding up. Yeah. We'll just say 8:45 and let it at that. Yeah, because usually we'll be drinking and I look over and I put in a movie that's borderline not really her thing, and then that's the end of that and she's asleep.
I have seen the beginning of Blues Brothers like 6 times now.
It's over. I'm never going to play it again.
I have never seen the end of it.
The closest I'll get is I'll buy a Blues Brothers branded beer and you can drink that. And then after you fall asleep, I'll be like, well, I watched it again, even though I can pretty much say line for line the Blues Brothers, but whatever. So what you're saying, would you suggest it to people?
I would, definitely.
Now, that is a seriously limited run, though,
it
right?
It is, yes.
You've got to stand there.
Well, I don't think it's that way anymore.
Okay.
Like, that first year, for sure. But I don't think they... I think it's like a one barrel kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was literally, like, hardly any.
Yeah. You know, like, I think the first one was, like... I think they maybe made 70 or 80... Like 70-ish growlers.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's wild, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. To think of that.
And I think we were able to buy 2. So I think I have 2 growlers.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think, did I buy 2 each year or just 1 each year?
We bought 2 each year.
Okay. One to drink and one to covet.
Yes.
One to store with the beer journal for after the asteroid hits. And be like, have this sustenance while you read through these mighty pages of knowledge. Go teach the children of the desert land.
Oh, about this beer.
Of grains and hops and whatnot.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, we'll have to talk about hops next week.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. But so anything else? So a big thumbs up for the Big Storm Brewery.
Lie to me.
Lie to me. Isn't that L-Y-E or L-I-E?
L-I-E.
L-I-E, okay, because you can lie.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So that is it for the Beer Journal Review. I think that's it for this show. Not a lot of content, but a little bit of content.
Yes.
Mostly stupidity, per usual.
Correct.
Anything else?
Correct. No.
Okay. All right. We're going to stick a fork in this one. Thanks for listening, everyone. My name is Foghorn Leghorn, and with me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
And we'll see you next week for Big Show 26.
That's all, folks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.